Good afternoon and welcome to episode 87 of Martin Uncut. Today it's the 6th of May 2021 and today's episode is how to get on track when the unplanned happens. You may recall that I talked earlier this week about that my school or the school for my kids was being closed because of a bigger COVID outbreak. And that is something that was very much so unplanned, even though maybe no one is surprised, but it was unplanned and it came quite sudden. And this happens from time to time in everyone's life that you get these unplanned sudden things that comes in and change your life. And how do you deal with this when it happens? Because it will happen. It's just a matter of time. I am a huge productivity nerd. I love anything that is about productivity and can make my life smarter and better. And one of the major things that I found was when I was working with getting things done or GTD way back, I was in a very tough place in my life. I had a lot of stress, and with the stress there came a lot of anxiety as well. That was just making my life really hard and tough. And this caused me to almost burn out. And that is not a very comfortable place to be in. But looking back, it was something there that changed my life and formed my life forever on. And at this time in my life, I was given the advice to write lists, and I used that a lot. Of course, that gave me a better overview of everything, and it helped to reduce stress, at least momentarily. And I did it, and I worked quite notoriously with just writing everything down to these lists and prioritizing things out of these lists. But I wanted to find a better way to work with these. Potentially an application or a tool out there. And remember, this was a long time ago. Internet was there, but we didn't have smartphones, and most of us were on Windows or on Linux desktops. And, you know, the naive idea to find a tool or a gadget that could solve all my issues, and hopefully me not needing to do anything, and if it could take the decisions away from me, that would also be a plus. And as you know, there is no such tool out there. And this was when I found the Getting Things Done methodology. So I bought the book and I read it during a summer vacation. And when I got back, I implemented these ideas that I found in the book. And that completely changed my life. And I have used it ever since. And one part of the parts in this GTD methodology, that's the weekly review. And that is when you essentially just plan a meeting with yourself. And preferably you do it once a week, thus the name, the weekly review, where you actually go through the system and make sure that you have everything up to date. And this is a perfect time to take those executive decisions and to make sure that your prioritization in the short term, but also in the long term, is correctly lined up with your higher horizons. And when we talk about higher horizons, we usually mean things like your goals, your values, and why you're on the planet. In the past, I have always scheduled time every week where I sat down and went through this process. But nowadays, I have a little bit more loose, a little bit more leeway. I try to do my review during the weekend, but it can also slip a couple of days. But it's roughly once a week. Sometimes when something happens, or if it's really hectic and there is a lot of things going on, I also do my reviews more often. It's maybe every fifth day, or sometimes even every third day. I have developed a feeling, so I can actually feel when it's time to do it. It's like eating. You feel hungry and you know now it's time to eat. And you start to feel that nagging feeling in your belly that now I start to be a little bit loose. There is a lot of things here going on and I'm not really fully in control. And then I really need to sit down and do my review. And this is of course nothing that comes naturally to you. And I have been using my system for many, many, many years, and I know now what it means to be in control. And when I'm not in control, I definitely feel it, and I definitely want to get back to control. Looking at the best practices, there is nothing that say that you should have it in your calendar or a reminder in your system. You should only do it regularly. So it's up to you how you decide to do it. I was lucky this week. I completed my weekly review during the Monday morning. And during the afternoon, I got the message from school saying that they were closing down. And that means I could recalibrate and replan my whole week, upcoming week, in matters of minutes. And then I just needed to know exactly what I needed to do, which meetings I needed to handle, and what different things to deal with. And there was really no stress about this thing, even though my whole week just turned upside down. And I wouldn't if I wouldn't have that lucky or be that lucky that I just have done my weekly review, I would simply just need to sit down and do my weekly review. And during this, I would recalibrate my system. So even if I just haven't completed my weekly review, I would still be able to do this recalibration quite flawlessly and without any bigger problems. So this is what I do when something bigger and unexpected happens. I just sit down and make sure my system is updated, and then I can take the right decisions and start moving in the right direction. The weekly review is such a powerful tool. So do you do a weekly review? Are you using Getting Things Done? And if so, what do you do to make sure it happens? Send me a message and let me know. You know probably where you can find my contact details by now, but otherwise go into martinhagen.se/about. And of course, there will be links in the show notes. So this was all I had for today. Have a fantastic day and see you back tomorrow. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.